I'm Alan Too. Welcome back to the latest edition in our Explainer series in partnership with NJ Spotlight, an online news organization specializing in policy issues facing New Jersey residents. Today, a look at a proposed 2014 ballot initiative that is unique in that it would ask New Jersey voters to divert money earmarked for environmental programs to use for other environmental programs, such as buying open space. This stands out because in the past, New Jersey voters have consistently approved using bonds to buy open space and making that land off-limits to future development. So why are we looking at a new funding method, especially one that takes from environmental programs only to fund other environmental programs? Well, to help us explain this logic, we turn now to Tom Johnson, the co-founder of New Jersey Spotlight, where he covers environmental and energy issues. Tom Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, Alan.
Did I get the spirit of the ballot initiative right, that New Jersey voters may be asked to divert money set aside for environmental programs to pay for different environmental programs?
Yes, that's correct. But it's probable that this bill is going to be changed. It's only been released by one committee. And while it generally has more support from the environmental community than other measures that were proposed last year, there's still some concerns about the very issues you mentioned, that it's going to take money away from cleaning up our underground storage tanks and funding water quality management programs, for example.
Where will this money go? Will there be other programs that benefit from this?
Absolutely. The state wants to fund not only preserving open space, but they want to preserve farmlands and protect historic structures. So all that money would go there. And there may be some money going to conservation groups which own a lot of preserved land in New Jersey to help them manage that land.
Since New Jersey voters have consistently approved selling bonds to pay for more open space, why raid environmental programs for open space?
Well, the environmental community has been pushing for a stable source of funding for many years. And it's true that voters have approved, I think it's 13 bond issues since 1961 to preserve open space. But with the state's current fiscal situation, there's a lot of lawmakers and even the environmental community who fear that the voters' sentiment for approving more going into further debt in New Jersey may be falling.
Now, one of the things I didn't mention is where this money would come from is from a portion of a business tax. Am I correct that if this bill were to be approved, that backers are looking for a bigger share of the business tax to fund environmental programs?
Yes, about 4% of corporate business taxes go to fund some of the programs I've mentioned, like leaking underground storage tanks and water quality management programs. This measure would increase it to 6%, and it would raise approximately $150 million a year for open space preservation.
Has anyone made it clear what would happen to the programs, such as the underground storage tanks? I mean, where would the money come from to continue programs like these?
No, that's a big issue, and that's one of the things that's probably going to be addressed during the legislative process.
Both chambers of the New Jersey legislature are controlled by Democrats. The governor is Republican. What are the chances that this idea will make it through the Senate, pass the House, and be approved by the governor and end up before voters in November?
That's a good question. I think it'll probably get through the Senate, which is last year wanted to put a constitutional amendment to dedicate sales tax to open space preservation. But the Assembly balked at that, and they wanted to do a bond issue as a stopgap measure. So I think the sponsors and advocates of this program have a big selling effort to convince the Assembly to go along with what the Senate is proposing. On the other hand, if they do, the governor has no choice in the matter. If they pass a constitutional amendment proposal, it goes on the ballot. He doesn't have any say over that. So he may try to convince Republican legislators to vote against it.
Part of the proposal calls for taking money from environmental programs to pay for other environmental programs. Is it a hard sell to get more funds for things like open space in this tight budget environment? I mean, is that why we're talking about, you know, raiding some green programs to fund others?
That's what killed the previous proposal, this divert sales tax money for the open space program. But as I said earlier, I think this program is going to be tweaked a good deal before it gets finally approved, if it does, if it ever does.
Tom Johnson, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Alan.